Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Otis Redding, bringing this back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. Tracy is managing director for Commercial Finance Group. Tracy, give us your website, please. Tell the audience what you do.
It is www.cfgroup.net. And basically, we are an asset-based lender targeting businesses under $25 million in revenue, providing them working capital to deal with a plethora of situations. But typically, they're unable to borrow adequate funds from a bank, or they're, because of being too new in business or the credit scrutiny of the bank, they're not able to access working capital from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are an alternative that comes in, and usually we're tag-teaming with a financial institution who's coming in providing, you know, some kind of equipment financing or term debt or real estate debt. We come in and provide the working capital to allow them to operate more fluidly in their day-to-day operations. Financing inventory and receivables.
Very important cog in the machinery of getting access to companies. Tracy, I'm glad for what you guys are doing. I'm proud of you making yourselves available to small business owners. Another thing that's about to make itself available, Tracy, is something called the Jobs Bill, which is the Jobs Act, which is an acronym for, I'm trying to remember what it stands for, but anyway, it's primarily designed to liberalize the capitalization rules for non-public companies. And as you know, you're familiar with how small companies partnerships raise capital. There's the regulation D offering, which is one form. There's one of the new things in this act is called crowdfunding, which is where one of the problems with independent businesses raising capital is unless you're registered to do so, qualified to do so, you can't pitch capitalizing your business, investing in your business to people that you don't know.
Well, and what I find
crowdfunding crowdfunding legalizes the ability for you to pitch people. I think, if I understand this correctly, people that you don't know. What do you think, Tracy?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's taking small amounts of money from a very substantial large group that has got some tidbit of what you're doing. And I thought that was some regulation that came out of the whole dot-com bust that put a stop to that.
Yeah.
And now they're flipping it back around the other way.
By the way, my crack research team is reminding me that the Jobs Act stands for Jumpstart Our Business Startups. Which the last thing, you know, I'm really everybody knows, Tracy, that nobody wants small businesses to succeed more than I do. I mean, this is my life's work, but I'm really skeptical of this crowdsourcing thing, this crowdfunding thing, because
I think it's going to open up. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I think it's going to open up the opportunity for there to be a lot of misrepresentation and fraud potential. The markets are out there prior to this. There's angel investment and venture capital and, you know, different tiers based on the size of the capital demand.
Right, right.
And it's out there and it works.
It does.
So I'm not,
you know what though? I'm not as much worried about the fraud part, because if you're going to defraud somebody, you're going to find another way to do it. The people I'm worried about are the innocent ones, and that's the small business owner who thinks that this is a good way to raise capital, doesn't realize he's bringing in 20 or 30 minority partners that he doesn't know or she doesn't know, and that they're going to start asking lots of questions, they're going to start questioning decisions. I mean, and here's another thing that bothers me about this. This is giving people the idea that capitalizing a business doesn't have to be hard. I'll just go to the marketplace. I'll just have a good idea. I'll do a business plan. I'll get people to invest money in me. You know what? Capitalizing a business is supposed to be hard, Tracy. If you don't go through the crucible of capitalizing a business, whatever, however it takes, bootstrapping or bringing in you know, angel investors or venture capitalists, if you don't go through that crucible process, you're not going to be ready for whatever is ahead of you running that business. I just don't think it's a good idea.
I'll be curious to see the activity level that spawns from this and really what it's going to do from a standpoint of creating jobs.
Here's the other thing that scares me, Tracy. This is opening up another door for the government to get into the way we run our businesses. And I just don't like that. Tracy, give us your website.
No.
Give us your website again, please.
It is www.cfgroup.net.
Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time, Tracy.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate being here.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to be right back after these messages. One more hour. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.